All right, hello and welcome to the Hometown Church Podcast. My name is Jesse Roskamp. This is a podcast aimed at keeping you informed and encouraged and growing in your relationship with God. My name is Jesse. I'm the video production director here. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Pastor Deacon Ailes.
Hello.
And today we've got a couple guests with us. Deb Stiglitz from our hometown New Hope location.
Good morning.
And Tim Johnson, also from our New Hope location.
Morning.
Good morning. Yeah, so thank you guys so much for joining us today, and thank you for joining us and watching and listening in. We have a really great show ahead of us today. So if you've been around Hometown, you've probably heard about a couple missions trips that we've been a part of, and one that I'm really excited about here is the one that went to Nairobi, Kenya, and to visit one of our Kingdom Builders partners, the I Am Mercy. And, today we just want to get to talk a little bit about it, discuss the trip a little bit. I'm just excited to talk about it. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Well. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Awesome. Yeah. Happy to have you. Well, anything you want to share about the trip? Maybe just your kind of your role in the trip, and then we can kind of get into some of these questions.
Yeah, I'll start off. I was tasked to lead the trip. I had been to Nairobi a couple of times, but stepped up into leading the trip. We took about 12 of us. Somebody from each location came, so I was really excited to go out again. It was my third time, so
awesome.
Go ahead, Deb.
Yes, and I felt led to go because of a full circle moment in my life with Christ, and it was my seventh time to return back to Kenya.
Awesome. Yeah. Wow, so you guys are longtime Kenyan visitors, which is great. That's great. Well, yeah, I'd love to dive into some of these questions here. So first, why don't you tell us a little bit about how this trip came together and when did you first hear about it? No, Tim, that's a little different for you, of course, but, and when did you decide to go?
Well, I'll start off. We had last been to Kenya as a church about 4 years ago. It was literally the month before COVID hit. We went in February and everything shut down in March of 2020. We had been to Kenya numerous times to support Hashima, who was founded and run by the Hagmans, who came out of our New Hope location many years ago. And that trip, though, we were introduced to a new ministry, I Am Mercy. I Am Mercy is an outreach to homeless kids and young adults within the slums of Nairobi, in one of their largest slums called Kawangari. I had been very impacted by that and had felt the Lord leading me 4 years ago to come back and really help out leading a trip specifically to work with I Am Mercy.
Sure.
So over the years, as COVID got done and we reopened to missions, I started talking to Mark Stiglitz about it, and that led us to forming this team about a year ago, give or take. But I'll let you talk about how you came to be part
of it. Sure. Yes. So for me, I was a young single mom in high school, and there was a program to finish high school and get my diploma as a single mom. And so in that program, a woman had made blankets for all the moms to have for their babies, and I received a blanket, and I had no idea who this was and how that touched me to receive that blanket. And so I sensed the Lord showing me to make baby blankets to bring to both Shiloh's Cradle, which is with I Am Mercy, and then to Hashima, where the moms have babies regularly over there. So it was a sweet time.
Yeah, that's really
preparing for that. Yeah.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, and so be interested to hear just like the purpose behind the trip. Like what exactly in detail, what does I Am Mercy, what does Hashima do for the people in that area? And what were you guys hoping to accomplish by going on this trip?
Yeah, I Am Mercy was founded by Seth Johnson about 8 years ago now, I think. And it started out really as his desire to help out some street boys that their church had sponsored and brought off the streets into a home. And Seth, it was a young single man and felt the Lord leading him there to serve as a father figure to these boys. He started off with, I believe it was seven boys, who he went and took care of as a single dad. From that, I Am Mercy grew to encompass many other aspects. What became the first big part of it was the feeding program that he started on Saturdays within the slums themselves, because he saw a need to help these kids who might get only a couple of meals any time during the week. What started off on his first Saturday feeding, he had, I think he says, about 20. For their Christmas feeding this past December, they fed 1,500 wow. on one Saturday. So that has also blossomed out into Shallow's Cradle, which Deb referenced, which is for young mothers. There's a preschool group that also meets. They do do Bible school during the week for kids in the slums. So it's just basically an outreach to the slums to bring the gospel to them and help meet practical needs. Hashima was founded by Tracy Hagman, who is one of our former members. Hashima means dignity in Swahili, and it is really an outreach and a center to help those who are disabled. Disabled kids in Nairobi are often shunned to the point of being left on the street. And Tracy and Eric's son, Simon, was born 4 months premature, I believe. So this was very much something that was on Tracy's heart. That is another program that started in the slums in a small little corrugated metal room to now where they have a full compound with teaching classrooms, with physical therapy classrooms, with they provide a job to the mothers. And then just the week before we got there, they opened up their first housing for young mothers with their families, which was an amazing thing. But just all great work they're doing for the kingdom in Nairobi.
That's so great.
Yeah, it's amazing. Praise God.
Yeah. Deb, did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
Sure. No. yes, the community that started even at our church just before we went on the trip was great because I pulled together three other friends and we started making these blankets. We'd meet on Saturdays and using all of our time and money and fabric just to do this. It was a sweet connection. And then just to bring them over there. And it was really wonderful for me to spend time with these impregnated young moms, teenage moms, really. And I was able to share my story with them, which I think shocked them because they are poor. And for me to go in and say, yeah, I was in this place and I felt like my life was over, like I ruined it. And yet God was with me throughout that time, 10 years of being a single mom. And then just being able to share the gospel with those moms too. And then to give them a blanket and how emotional it was. So
yeah,
it was a wonderful opportunity for me.
Yeah, so. what a redemptive story. What an opportunity that the Lord allowed you to go through, carried you through, and then to be able to share with people who are in similar situations, and then to give something that you made.
That's right?
And you can, you know, it's easy to think, you know, well, they bought this blanket, but when they see that you put your money, your time, your effort into a gift like that, boy, that's so impactful. That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Well, awesome. Yeah. What I'd love to hear, just a couple of fun and, you know, kind of on the fun side of stories, and then on, you know, maybe some of those where God really moved, really worked, those kinds of stories too. So I'd just love to hear. You guys can tag team, you know, however you want to do it, but love to hear what God did. And
go ahead.
A fun story for me was just working with the 2 and 3 year olds, the class that's what we chose to work with. And they're just so poor. I mean, you see it, you smell it, you experience it. And I just wanted to love on them anyway. Just teaching them stories about the Bible and sharing worksheets that they color, just being next to them and with them. And something about Kenyans, they speak Swahili, but they also speak English. So it's really a wonderful, easy opportunity to speak with them and communicate. So that was something I really loved. And also really just my roommate was Deb Lynch from, I believe, Lakeville. And so really enjoyed time with her and getting to know her better because I didn't know her very well. And also Marilyn Baker. So it was fun getting to know other people within the church.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, for me, you know, I had two. The fun for me, first of all, was assembling this team. to be a representation of all three campuses. I really had desired that when I started praying about leading this team, and I was so encouraged to see the interest level and the diversity of the team. We had John Shellcroft brought his two oldest daughters, which was on the very much on the young side, and then Marilyn and Priscilla were our grand dams, in a good way.
Yes.
Our wisdom and experience they brought, which was so such a blessing to us, the insight they provided was great. And so I just love the diversity. But also for me personally, you know, I had developed and cultivated a relationship with Seth Johnson at IM Mercy since we had left. He's been here a couple of times. But the transformation of the space that IM Mercy is using to serve and how God has blessed them was just an amazing thing to see, and how much He has provided for them to have permanent classrooms, mm-hmm. permanent offices. None of this was existing when we saw him the first time. And so I was so encouraged by that, to see how the Lord is blessing his work. And it was so, you know, we were just amazed, Deb and yes. I, and then Darren Lundeen were the three who had been before. But we were so encouraged to see the progress made by IM Mercy. So those were the fun things for me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, awesome. Yeah, so I know I've heard some stories kind of off to the side. You know, John Shellcroft's in my small group, so we got to hear some kind of cheater ahead stories. But I'd love to hear maybe some of those moments where God really moved in a way that was surprising or maybe mm-hmm. totally expected, you know, but still big and wonderful. Mm-hmm. Love to hear.
It's interesting you mentioned John. John was a wonderful partner for me as the leader. Loved having him. The last day we were in Kenya, we had the opportunity to go out into the community around Hoshima, which was a huge, huge blessing for us, because it's great to serve the kids within the confines of either the IM Mercy compound or the Hoshima compound, mm-hmm. but to go where they're at. I'm looking at this table we're sitting at, and the rooms that these people lived in were not much bigger than this table. Mm-hmm. It's just amazed me. But we had gone into the slums and were delivering food, and as a couple of our team members were delivering, John had taken notice of some young and older men sitting on the corner of where we were parked. And he chose, it started with them asking a question about how do I be a good dad? Well, I think the Lord put his hand on John at that moment and just used him to share the word about being a man of God when it comes to being a father, being a man of God in your life in general, sharing the gospel. It went on for 20 to 30 minutes. Wow. And it was just such a God moment. And we all just kind of sat back and watched him share. And I think it was one of those moments that if he hadn't been there at that point in time, it wouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. It was what God ordained. And it was one of the coolest moments I've seen on a lot of my missions trips. So I really mm-hmm. enjoyed that moment.
Yeah, yeah. One thing that he had said too is he started maybe talking, I'm going to pull a random number out.
Yeah.
He started talking to a few guys.
Yep.
And by the time he was done, and he said the words that he was saying, those kinds of things seemed to kind of just flow out of him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was prepared. Mm-hmm. And God just did something through him that was unexpected, that was not John, but God. But then by the time he was done, there was a pretty sizable crowd around him that we're all hearing the gospel, hearing the word of God, which is just such an incredible thing.
I was walking back from delivering a meal, and John was still preaching, and I was walking with a member of the church we were partnering with, and he was a young man who desires to be engaged. I don't think he was engaged yet, but he said, I want to be a really good father. I want to be a father like John is.
Oh, wow.
And he could see it evident just in how John had interacted with his girls and what he was sharing. And I thought that's even more of a testimony for him to see it in that moment. That was a God moment.
Yeah. Mm. So cool. So cool. Yeah. Goosebumps.
Yes.
So awesome. Yeah. Deb, did you have some stories that you wanted to share?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Eric and Tracy Hagman that live over there and are members of the Hoshima Foundation, they... Mm-hmm. Tracy is a good friend, and she had me over one afternoon and just did some prayer ministry with me, and really using God's word as truth really impacted me, and I feel like the Lord healed me in some areas, and I had no idea I was going there for that reason. So that was sweet. And then just also the giving food at the Hashima area, we saw a man, well, a man and his wife. The man had said his legs had started getting numb, like in the past 3 months, like below his knees. And so we talked to him, engaged him, and Priscilla shared the gospel with him. And then they both prayed, the husband and wife, and it was so sweet. And his sister was sitting right there, and she was a believer. Yeah. And so it was very impactful. And then so we are walking away, saying our goodbyes, hugging and all, and we walked away, and he said, he started to say something, and we went to, back to listen, and he said, I can feel my legs. And I was so blown away at that moment. Mm-hmm. Like, we actually prayed for that too, but for him to say that was changing, was amazing. Wow. So
That's so incredible.
Yes.
That's so incredible. Awesome.
Yeah, mission trips, it feels like so, they're so packed full of amazing moments and stories, or it can be easy to just kind of like forget everything that happened. Like there's like the big things, and you're like, oh, I can't really hold on to that. And then there's all these like little moments that happen, you know, that they're super impactful, and they just kind of get brushed off to the side, you know, because there's this big thing that happened. But yeah, it's just amazing to hear some of these stories and how God has been moving there. And so I'm kind of curious of just like what's next from here, maybe for you personally, and maybe for other people who are listening who want to get involved. I guess how has this trip impacted you in a way to carry this forward, and maybe for the people there, how do you think this trip has impacted them going forward, and how can people maybe get involved a little later on?
I would say that giving to the people going, the missionaries, is a good way to support. Sure. Also, giving of themselves, using natural gifts and spiritual gifts to help others and encourage others. Supporting the children at either of these ministries or any other missions in the church. And then feeding the poor in our own backyard. There's food shelves. There's always giving opportunities. So that's what I would say.
Yeah.
So what would be the best way for a person who's maybe not geared up yet to maybe go to Kenya? How could they support I Am Mercy and Hashima? Mm-hmm. How could they support them, you know, financially or something? Is there a way that they can support a child, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, both I Am Mercy and Hashima are set up for IAmMercy.org is the I Am Mercy website, Hashima.org. Yes, is the Hashima website. Both of them have places where you can donate one time, monthly basis, whatever you can give. Both ministries would love and appreciate any support you could give. They are both kingdom builders, supported ministries, so continue your kingdom builders support.
Sure.
Rob can give me the coffee later for mentioning kingdom builders. but anyways, I joke. But prayer, they will both say, hands down, the prayers of the saints make the difference. The investments that Hashima has made in their compound have come because Tracy has chosen to pray for the next big thing. And the same with Seth. He prays for the next best big thing. With Hashima, they are rolling out the next best big thing because of the housing they're adding on site, and they're phasing moms into that over the next 6 months. Wow. For I Am Mercy, the big ask is land. And finding, they are currently have a long-term lease with the Nazarene Church within the Kawangari slums, but they are investigating and looking into getting their own land. It's ironic that even though they're in the slums, the cost of land is still exorbitant. An acre of land in the slums is still about $250,000. So that's the next big thing for I Am Mercy, is looking into that. Seth is going to come be here this summer on furlough. So hopefully if you're around Bloomington when he's here, we'll let people know so they could come meet him and hear from him. But, you know, keep praying. Keep doing as the Lord leads you to do. Not everybody's meant to go to Africa, and that's okay. My wife has always been my prayer warrior when I go on these trips, and that is what the Lord has for her. And if that's what the Lord has for you, that's great. That you serve as God leads you to, but if you have the opportunity and you feel led, don't let things get in the way. Yeah. Don't let finances get in the way. You do what the Lord tells you to.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm also curious to know, is just like, what is the biggest takeaway for you guys personally? Like coming away from this trip, what's the thing that you're either taking from it or learn from it or hoping that God changes you forever going forward from
this? I guess the Lord's not finished with me. I don't really know yet. I'm praying. I don't know what he has for me or for us, Mark and I, but we'll see. I'm definitely praying about it. Mm-hmm. Definitely he touches my heart often about the hungry and the homeless. So
I had similar experiences. I went to Brazil. I went to Haiti many years ago, and sometimes it took me 6 months to a year to be, oh, okay, that's the thing you wanted me to get. Sure. Got it, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it can take a while. It can take a while, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, coming back from, every time I've come back from either Kenya or I went to Costa Rica just before I got married with Ken Johnson, my eyes get open to how privileged we are in the States, how much we take for granted. You know, spend 2 weeks where you can't drink the tap water, and it's a little thing, but you're like, wow, we take it for granted. So it humbles me every time. It pushes me back to God on a very simple level, being in his word and serving where he would ask me to. I really want to look for more opportunities to serve here. A lot of our team members serve in different ministries. One of our team members, every Friday night, she meets with another group of people from other churches downtown Minneapolis and goes, hands out food. Awesome. I'm going to try and encourage the team to find a night for us to all go help her out. So things like that. What it means long term, Deacon, you said it perfectly. You know, it may take 6 months to a year where God's going to direct you to something particular. Yeah. My 6 months to a year after the last trip was, you're going to lead a trip. And sure. Now that part is done.
Yeah.
My next one is to, I think, is looking towards how can I help get the word out about Seth in particular, for I Am Mercy, and Hashima too. But we always are introduced to new ministries. We were there was another ministry we were introduced to that we want to find out more about that we hope to maybe help support the next time. But yeah, just keep prayerfully considering what God would have for you.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So is there another Kenya trip that's coming up?
Short answer, will there be another Kenya trip? Yes.
Sure.
we both pre-COVID, and that's always seems to be the barometer we talk about, we were going about every 2 years, give or take. So I'm sure there will be a desire to go again. I know this was the first time we had done a full week of service with I Am Mercy. In fact, this is one of the first times he had had a missions team be there for that long period.
Sure.
So this was a lot of discovery with us and Seth Johnson, which we're going to look to expand upon. We're always happy to go see Hashima and go see the Hagmans. But what that's going to look like right now, not sure, but more to come on that.
Yeah. So possibly 2026, you're saying, is...
that's probably what they would look at. Yeah. I don't know if it will be me, but it... maybe you'll set another record and go one more time, Deb. I don't know.
Maybe. We'll see.
All right.
So.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Great.
Sweet. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on and joining us and sharing your experience with us. It's been a real blessing to hear these stories.
Yeah.
And thank you guys for listening, everyone who's joining us. This podcast is only going to go as far as you guys all take us. So if you have any input, questions, topics you'd like us to hear about or any guests that you'd like us to bring on, you can let us know at hometownchurch.com. at my email, jroskamp@hometownchurch.com. And if you're interested in learning more about Hashima or I Am Mercy, you can go to our website, hometownchurch.com, and click on the Kingdom Builders tab, or go directly to their websites, iammercy.org. Yep. And Hashima.org.
.org. Yep.
So you can find out more information there. But that's all we got for you guys today. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks, everybody.
See you guys. Thank you.